When you need a new roof, you don't always have the luxury of waiting around for weeks or months just to get a quote. Using aerial imagery software, East Fork Roofing can provide a full proposal and three different dates of availability within just 72 hours. If there's a simpler or more transparent way to do business, they just haven't found it yet. East Fork Roofing, home of the 72-hour quick roof quote. Go to eastforkroofing.com or call 775-800-ROOF. That's 800-7663. License number 81744.
Autumn Funerals and Cremations reminds you all cremation and funeral providers are not the same. Owners John and Debbie will guide you. See the Autumn difference at 1575 Lava Lane in Carson or call 888-6800 today. Cloudy skies, low 40-degree weather today, tomorrow, and the rest of the week. Best chance for more snow tomorrow and then again on Friday and Saturday. Tonight at 8, Sebastian Gorka, 99.1 FM Talk.
Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas
32.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I don't know if Santa's going to be able to find the houses with this kind of fog out there. It's the Monica J Show. Happy Tuesday to you. I hope you've got a little bit of holiday spirit in you. Doesn't matter if you drop it off at Carson City or the radio station here in Reno, please, 1755 East Plum Lane, Suite number 169, Idaho Street. Give me that number again, Dan. 1960 Idaho Street in Carson City. You can drop off your donation for Adopt a Senior. I know everyone's going for the kids right now, so we're going to go for the seniors. Adopt a Senior program. Going to deliver warm socks, fuzzy socks, and lip balm, and you know, all kinds of nice little treats for those who are usually forgotten this time of year. You know, a lot of people outlive their families, and so they literally have nobody. And we want to make sure that that's not the feeling. Boy, I hate to bring you this. Like this, but it's getting bad out there. Woman fatally shot while driving on Vegas Street. She's been identified finally. Teen father shot in Vegas after confronting suspected vehicle thief. But you know what? It's not just Vegas. We had a shooting here. Left one person dead at the in the Spanish Springs area there at the park. By the way, the Spanish Springs Library, or the Lazy Five Park, sorry, not the library. Lazy Five Park is going to remain closed for the investigation. So that means that Washoe County Senior Services has been canceled, meaning the meal service at the park today as well. So, and that just was the other night. And so that brings me to this morning. Carson City SWAT had to be called in. Armed standoff. Some beanbags took that guy down after he started to give himself over. So, or at least he came out. And as I'm going through these stories, I found it very interesting. You know what? I like the stories, but then I go into the comments, and the comments are the best. That's where you want to go get people's opinions, is the comments. And the first comment I saw was from Shannon. Everyone is losing their minds. Like, literally, suicide is up at astronomical rates, especially in children. If you don't think we're under attack, you need to do some praying, because we 100% we are. You know, Shannon, I have to attend to agree with you there. It does seem like things are getting worse. But you have to ask yourself, are they really getting worse? Or do we just have faster access to the information? You know, before, you would never hear of any of this stuff going on until, of course, you know, you got your paper the next morning, or you got your paper in the evening. And that's a dying thing. We are so addicted to our internet, we know everything from everywhere the instant that it happens. So we have to look at numbers. And yes, Shannon is right, that suicide rates are up. And that is so sad. I don't even know what to say about that. It hurts me. It hurts my heart to think that people out, even people I may know, are hurting so badly, are hurting so bad that they feel that's their only option. John, that's terrible. John just sent me an email. Welcome to Reno. Shootings, hit and runs. You know, the hit and runs, don't get me started on that, John. That, if you are on the streets of Reno, if you're walking around, don't trust anyone. Because more than likely, someone's looking at a phone or trying to get away from something. So please, whatever you're doing, even if you're just going to one of the events downtown, don't just walk out into the street thinking that, oh, I've got a green light, it says walk. Don't. Stop. Look both ways, then look both ways again. And if there is a car even remotely in the distance, then please either run or don't cross the street, because it's getting bad. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910. Check in with Monty this morning. Monty, what is on your mind?
Well, if I had one, I'd let you know, but I don't have one of those.
Did you? You know what? That, of all the things I've lost in the world, my mind is the one I miss the most.
I know. And if you find it, let me know, because mine's got to be somewhere close.
Okay.
But anyway, I was going to comment about the hit and runs and stuff. You know, I was going down the street the other day, and this lady was texting and literally going to walk across 395, not even looking. A freeway. So, you know, I'd caution the people. I don't know what people were thinking, but man, that's crazy.
Yeah, and it's on both sides, because I see people texting in their cars, they're texting in the streets, and we are just so all addicted to this computer thing. Is it really the best invention that has come out of this?
I think it's going to hinder us. But the other thing I was going to talk to you about is suicide. I come from a long line, my brother, sister, mom. Everybody. I mean, I lost everybody in 2000 pretty much within a year. And, you know, I understand the process. I understand. I just keep the mechanisms out. But I do tell people, I mean, if you need help, go talk to somebody. And don't go over and sit down and sit on the couch for 10 seconds and say, okay, I got to go. I'm tired of this. You know, go talk to somebody. And then the other side of the coin, if somebody shows up at your door and they want to talk to you, talk to them. Don't let them out there. If they're reminiscing, if they're just off the stuff, talk to them. Be their friend. Do what you can. you know, seek help. You know, don't let them be alone. Whatever you do, I mean, there's things you gotta put in place. A lot of people don't. A friend comes over, oh yeah, I don't have time for you today. Come back to next week and stuff. Next week never comes.
Monty, are you telling me that you had multiple family members commit suicide?
Multiple. Yep.
I am so sorry to hear that.
I'm less the Mohican, so I'm the guy that can tell you. You know, I'm the one that can tell you. If somebody calls you, you need to talk to them. You know, if you don't hear from somebody and you know you heard from like every week or every couple of days or something, you don't hear from them for a few days, call. Find out if everything's okay. Go see if what's going on. I got my network. I got my people, and I talk to them. And, man, if they don't hear from me, they're on.
Can I ask you a personal question? I mean,
sure.
You just gave that information, which is so personal.
Yeah.
But do we look at it in society now that life is just so cheap, or is it really just that bad out there for people?
You know, people get into a rut and they can't climb out. They get into a financial thing, they can't climb out. They get into these relationships and, you know, all of a sudden it goes south and they just can't climb out. They need, you know, people need friends. And right now with relationships, it seems like you get into a relationship and, oh, you can't see that person, you can't talk to that person, you can't be around that person. I tell everybody, you know, I do what I want, when I want, where I want, how I want, and that's the end of it. I mean, don't put so many people so tight on these reins, and then when stuff goes wrong, that's it, off the bridge they go.
Yeah, I never understood that. If you can't be happy with yourself, somebody else around you is not going to, you know, make a difference. So if you're in a bad relationship, get out. You're better off, you know, alone than with somebody who terrorizes you.
Exactly. So, but if you're in a position where you feel like that or something, my humble advice is go talk to people, go see friends. If you don't have friends, go make friends. Go get a cup of coffee somewhere. You know, say hi to the lady at Starbucks. Whatever you got to do, go do. Don't let this stew. Don't let this build. You know, don't let it turn into a situation. Financial problems, I understand financial problems, but again, sometimes going out and have a coffee with a friend and listening to somebody else's problem makes yours look like nothing.
Yeah. Boy, that is so the truth. Monty, thank you so much for the call. I really appreciate it. And then, you know, stay strong. That's what you're showing. Stay strong.
That's the way it is. All right?
All right. You call anytime, Monty. It's the Monica Jay Show, your live and local FM talk show at 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk. And that's the other side of the coin. If you see somebody who's looking a little down in the dumps, just share a smile. Your smile could work wonders for someone. Just a smile. Just a hi. We're all so grumpy nowadays. You go in and you get your coffee or just go through a drive-through or do some holiday shopping. Remember, people are stressed. Just a smile. That's all they need. Or especially if you're doing your holiday shopping, your Christmas shopping. And that person at the checkout who's having to deal with all these different people, everybody's in a hurry. Maybe tell her he or she is doing a good job and you appreciate it. We need to stop being in such a hurry. Life is short as it is. There's always something to enjoy. And I enjoy you. 884-9910, whatever you'd like to talk about. It's the Monica Jay Show. No topic off limits. Thanks for being here. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk 99.1.
Hey, Joining us today on the show, it's Sue Cavallaro, Cavallaro Heating and Air Conditioning, and I think we're stressing heating a little bit more right now, Sue.
Yes, we are, Monica.
Sue, settle an argument between my husband and I. I know you're also part marriage therapist for myself, but I can't keep the thermostat at 75 where I want to keep it because my husband says it's different in the winter than it is the summer because of the outside conditions.
That's all a matter of personal preference. Now, I can tell you what the Department of Energy suggests. Suggests in the wintertime setting your thermostat around 68 degrees and in the summertime 78 or higher.
But I like to be comfortable. But that's the other thing that we argue about, Sue, is the fact that parts of our house, we don't use that often. Is there a way to save on electricity?
There is a way to save on electricity. You can put in a zoning system and zone the system and set different temperatures in the rooms you don't use. Still keep them active as part of the system, but you can have a lower set temperature in rooms you don't use.
Yeah, I'm not going to be able to do that. So I think I'm going to need to have Cavallaro Heating and Air Conditioning come out and do that for me. And that's what you do.
That's right.
When it comes to service, call 883-2066. Go online to CavalleroHeatingAndAir.com and work with the professionals that have been here for so long serving our community. It's Cavallaro Heating and Air, your authorized Bryant dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes, right, Sue?
Right, Monica.
Winter is upon us, and you only get one chance to make a first impression with your holiday guests. Help your home make a statement with a blast of new paint from Meek's Lumber and Hardware. Get Pittsburgh Paint's Wondertones for just $24.99 a gallon. Wondertones is the premium interior paint. With its washability and durability, it's just what your home needs from wall to ceiling. Mention promo code 600 to save up to $10 per gallon on Wondertones. Meek's has your home covered from foundation to finish. Happy holidays.
Meek's.
Shade Tree Mechanics are just that, shady. Don't leave the family safety to some coupon of the day. From oil, brakes, or the biggest repair, A Master Mechanics ASC certified Blue Seal Mechanics do it right the first time. Save valuable time with their new door-to-door pickup and return service. Take that car repair off your mind and get the good back under your hood.
A Master Mechanic, making it good under the hood.
Your car says a lot about you. Bentley or Buick, it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive if it's not clean. Take care of your investment by keeping it clean inside and out. Prestige Car Wash on Highway 50 East in Carson City is just the place to keep your car looking new. Prestige Car Wash is 100% brushless and opens 7 days a week and offers a 24-hour rain guarantee. 1727 Highway 50 East in Carson City. Prestige also does detailing.
Caring. Trusting. Empathetic. You can expect that when you visit Dr. Brian Ullman, Dr. Abitan, and the staff at TMJ Therapy and Sleep Center of Nevada. They specialize in sleep apnea, TMJ, and general dentistry. They treat adults, children, people of every age, all in a warm and caring atmosphere. Be sure to call 775-825-7200 or visit tmjreno.com. TMJ Therapy and Sleep Center of Nevada, because you deserve a more healthy, vibrant life.
Somebody done been to the Walmart.
Man, that's just the stuff I got for Christmas.
Well, you cleaned up. What'd you get?
5 flannel shirts.
4 Big Mud tires, 3 shotgun shells, 2 hunting dogs, and some parts to a Mustang GT.
You fool, you got chip
first. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Always love a little jazz. So let me tell you. Yes, everybody in the throes of shopping right now, except for the guys. Yeah, guys will wait until Christmas Eve to go out and get their entire list, which is usually just for their spouse because they know they don't have to do shopping for anybody else because their spouse usually does it. Unless they're on their own. And then they'll still wait until Christmas Eve. But today is Giving Tuesday. I know this because I am getting emails from just about every organization out there, from the Nevada Humane Society to Numbers USA. Giving Tuesday. So what do you do? Well, you just click on the links. You can use PayPal or your credit card. But look for your favorite organization or, if you'd like, do multiple ones. You know, say you have a little extra cash before you blow it on everybody else and yourself. If you do, even if it's just $5. Find your favorite charity out there. Veterans Guest House, Shakespeare Animal Fund. I mean, the list goes on and on. Numbers USA. They're the ones that track the immigration numbers. And donate. Such a nice thing to do. Or you could come and drop off something at one of the radio stations. Just say, hey, this is for Adopt a Senior with Monica J. and Fanny Jane Martini. We're collecting those until Friday. Assembly Line put everything together for seniors in the convalescent hospitals, in the nursing homes, senior centers, even a big senior party. That's the thing about this time of year. We get built up as children with Santa and just all the giving and joyousness of this time of year. Did I just make up a word? The joyous activities, the attitudes. We have to remember that carries on into adulthood. Jules, stop texting me. It goes on into adulthood. We still get excited about Christmas, family and friends. But remember what the season is about, too. Somebody was going off, Mark Ruffalo. He's an actor. Okay, actor. But he's more of an activist. I don't see his movies. Was dragged to one, The Avengers, because my little sister wanted to see it. So I gave up my indifference for her. But he's got a new movie coming out. I'm not going to promote it, though. Because he is just a raving socialist. Socialism's the only answer, yada, yada, yada. And everybody right now is complaining about capitalism, how it's killing us. And I have to just sit back and think, is it really capitalism that's the problem? Or is it consumerism? Capitalism or consumerism? Do we really need all of the stuff that we have? I mean, why are we looking at, you know, getting an iPhone every 6 months just because they put out a new version? It used to be a bad mindset that you had to keep up with the Joneses. People would say that as a derogatory thing. Oh, he's trying to keep up with the Joneses. Most kids don't even know what that means now. What does that mean? That means you live outside your means. That means you don't necessarily have to have a new phone, but it's all about you. I want. That phone going off in the background there, that's my iPhone 6, which, well, 6. So that's what, 5 years old? 6 years old? And I only got that because my husband took my iPhone 4 because he wanted it. The latest and greatest isn't always the best, and we keep that mindset that I've got to have it new. I've got to have it new. Why? We'll continue this conversation in just a moment. But since we are the home of Fox News at the top and the bottom of each hour, I got to make sure that I give you a little Fox News. So let's do that right here at 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour, 24/7. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 10:30.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump and the First Lady are attending a reception in London hosted by Queen Elizabeth at Buckingham Palace. The president's criticizing Democrats for holding an impeachment inquiry hearing tomorrow during his trip.
President Trump saying he does not deserve censure or impeachment for his actions with regard to Ukraine.
I think it's very unpatriotic of the Democrats.
The House Intelligence Committee later today is putting out a report concluding the president tried to get Ukraine to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden and threatened to withhold aid from Ukraine if it did not comply with his request.
Fox's John Decker. A storm related to the one that hit the West and Midwest over Thanksgiving is almost done.
Flight delays, school closings, and power outages are being felt in New England as a winter storm lingers on. Some areas have more than 4 feet of snow as of this morning. Weather Service officials say what seemed like one big three-day storm was actually two storms.
That's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Amy Cherry. Your local news is brought to you by Terry Carlson. If you've been looking for the perfect home, contact Terry Carlson at Coldwell Banker Select. Inventory and pricing are great and interest rates are down. It's a buyer's market. Jump in by calling Terry at 721-8870 or visit NevadaHomeConnect.com today. A person is killed near the Spanish Springs Library. It happened at Lazy Five Park yesterday. Police say they arrived to find several people in the park and one person down. They were pronounced dead at the scene. The shooter hasn't been identified. Presidential hopeful Elizabeth Warren is returning to Northern Nevada. The Democrat will attend a town hall in Reno 1 week from today. The event at Truckee Meadows Community College's Student Center kicks off next Tuesday at 6:15 p.m. Traffic is flowing freely again on U.S. 50 following a rock slide. It happened on the westbound side of the highway near Echo Summit Monday afternoon. Cleanup took about 5 hours. Lake Tahoe is rising. Wet winter storms have raised the lake level by a foot and a half, closing in on its maximum legal limit. Particularly challenging, that's what Douglas County Public Works crews say the first round of winter storms has been for them. They say changing conditions of rain, snow, sleet, and ice made it hard to keep roads safe, despite crews working around the clock. Get more news anytime by heading on over to our website, 991fmtalk.com. From the Evans Broadcast Company, your local news, your local weather is coming up.
Well, hello again. This is Elizabeth from Great Basin Federal Credit Union. The holidays are upon us, and we've got a little joy to share with this community. Check it out. We've got special rates on holiday loans, complete with 90 days no payments. And we know you're busy prepping for all the holiday fun, so if you wanted to complete the entire loan process without stepping foot into a branch, we can do that for you. Of course, we'd love to see your smiling face, too. But listen, the holidays are stressful enough, so please know you've got options and that our goal is to make things easy for you. Visit greatbasin.org for details or call us at 333-4228. Again, that's greatbasin.org or 333-4228. We look forward to helping you get a jump start on your shopping or fund that holiday vacation. And hey, from our Great Basin family to yours, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Membership open to Washoe County, federally insured by NCUA. Great Basin Federal Credit Union. Why just bank when you can belong?
There are three things you want when you take your vehicle to a body shop. You want a quality job, you want a low price, and you want it done now. My name is Jim Jackson. I'm the owner of Jackson and Farmer Auto Body. The only problem is you can only get two of those at any one time. A good job done fast will cost more. Insurance companies want to reimburse shops that quote the lowest possible estimate. They tell their preferred shops to get it done fast using the least expensive parts. They have a term for it, speed money. Fast and cheap. Want to pay less? Go to those shops that play the speed money game. What usually happens is you end up with shoddy workmanship using those famous kind of sort of parts. Like I say, you can't fix stupid, but you can fix a stupid accident. And you don't have to play the speed money game. Just bring your accidents to us, Jackson and Farmer. We will restore your car or truck to the way it looked when you bought it.
Jackson and Farmer Auto.
1830 Glendale, across from Baldini's.
Autumn Funerals and Cremations reminds you all cremation and funeral providers are not the same. Owners John and Debbie will guide you. See the autumn difference at 1575 Lava Lane in Carson or call 888-6800 today. Cloudy skies, low 40-degree weather today, tomorrow, and the rest of the week. Best chance for more snow tomorrow and then again on Friday and Saturday. Tonight at 8, Sebastian Gorka, 99.1 FM Talk.
What's that sound?
Talk.
Do you hear it?
The FM Talker is talking. 99.1, the talk station.
Yes, Feliz Navidad. Just watched Christmas Vacation, actually, yesterday. That was too good. That is probably the best Christmas movie around. Absolutely love it. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. Couple of quick news hits. Lazy Five Regional Park is still closed today, and actually it's going to be closed for the senior meals as well, the senior center. So some will have to find something else to do today. Do a little mall walk, something like that. Maybe not a mall walk. Or maybe, yeah, a mall walk. You don't have to buy everything just because you see it. My mom and I used to do something called window shopping. I hated window shopping. Because I always wanted the stuff. There is a difference between want and need. Yes, want and need. Oh, hi, Brad. Physical address is, or Monica. Physical address is 1755 East Plum Lane, Reno, Suite 169. You park on the Reno side if you're making a drop-off donation. If you park on the Plum Lane side, actually, walk in the door right there of the building, and we are the first on the left, first office on the left. I know, you wouldn't believe that there's a radio station in there. We can go anywhere. But let me tell you, back to the consumerism. How much stuff do we really need? Is it capitalism or is it consumerism and marketing that we just get so wrapped up that we have to have. I mean, look at people standing in the middle of the night in the freezing cold outside of Walmarts or Shop and Goes or whatever, wherever you're shopping at, to be the first through those doors on Black Friday, to knock people down, to injure people, just to get that deal. I think stores should be held reliable if somebody gets injured. They need to be held accountable. It's like, well, it's not our fault that they went. Yeah, it is your fault that they went crazy. It is definitely your fault. You keep a bunch of people together and dangle a carrot in front of them, and they're going to go crazy to get it. And people are going to get hurt. And it's just wrong. We don't think about what this season is about anymore. Christmas is about enjoying the experience of giving someone something that they'll truly cherish, that you put thought into. Not a gift card. Not a sweater or gloves. Of course, actually, the homeless really appreciate the gloves right now. But the joy on somebody's face when they open up a package that you've taken the time to wrap and surprise them and says, I'm thinking about you. Here's your gift. The surprise on their face and that joy when they look at the gift and say, oh my gosh, I love this. It's something unique, something that you put thought into. Not that you were just, you know, going through this, oh, this sweater's $9.99. Okay, we'll get this, we'll get this. That's not what Christmas is about. Christmas is about sharing those feelings that we don't share any other time of year. Because we're busy, we've got the kids, we've got to go to school, we've got to go to work. It's about celebrating that sense of joy and togetherness that we're supposed to have for each other. You know, somebody died for us to wipe the slate clean, to absolve us. We're also supposed to be celebrating him. But it's just about gimme, gimme, gimme now. I love Santa. He does great things for children in need. But for the rest of us, how about just the joy of giving somebody something that tells them that you're thinking of them all the time? Interesting happenings going on. I don't know if you heard the story earlier. Oh, and by the way, if Craig Swope is listening, dude, I hope you get better. He's just every day he's sounding worse and worse trying to give out that weather report, but I think we're going to have to give him the day off or something. Poor guy. It's the season of germs, too. And please, if you get it, stay home, Craig, and don't pass it. But I've got to go to work. No, you don't. Because then you're just going to drag all the rest of us down. But there you have it. Okay, going back to what I was saying. Do you trust electronic voting machines? I think we're going to have to make that the poll question tomorrow, because there are counties in some states that are now saying, we don't trust these things. People have seen the YouTube videos enough. They haven't heard the news stories enough because they're not put out there like they should be with the voter fraud. So just go to YouTube. Just type in hacking electronic voting machines. It can easily be done. And then you're going to be just told, oh, it was a calibration error. Uh-huh. Yeah, right. Paper ballots looking pretty good to me. But then, then you find boxes of paper ballots in someone's garage. So there's still voter fraud. What do you do to deter people from engaging in criminal acts, especially like voter fraud? How about we start punishing people? And that is with a capital P. Punishing people. You get caught in voter fraud, any form, you get caught registering someone who's dead, who's been dead for a couple of years? Mandatory. Mandatory 1 month jail sentence. Ankle bracelet. Monitoring. Home arrest. And then a record that shows you cannot participate in signing people up or in the voting process. You can still vote, of course, because that is your right. But all that other stuff, you don't get to participate in. John just sent me another email. Capitalism is getting one up on the other guy, no matter what it takes. Yeah, that's true, John. Oh, Heiko. Good morning, Heiko. Heard you on the radio talk about suicide. Yes, it saddens me also. I believe the teachers using their tactics in the classrooms make some students believe there's no hope. What group thinks that the world is going to end in 2 years? Or 10 years, but here we are. Heiko, I agree with you. The left makes everything just seem so bleak. And it's not. How do we get kids to understand the world is not going to end in 10 years? Do we need to get all of the sound bites from all of the past decades? For 40 years now, or at least that's as far back as I've gone, for 40 years. Well, I guess it would be 50 years. Because the 80s is only 40. Oh, God, I'm getting old. In the 70s, people were saying that the world is going to end, the earth is going to shed us like fleas in 10 years. We're going to destroy this planet in 10 years. They say that every cycle. What would be the motive behind somebody putting that out there every 10 years? It's money. It goes back to money. And unfortunately, Heiko, people put money above all else. And that includes people's lives. Just like I played a clip yesterday about child slave trafficking, sex trafficking. This is why that whole coexist thing doesn't work. It's a fantasy like utopia. We have to teach people to be strong, to be resilient, not to believe in pipe dreams. And unfortunately, harsh reality comes into that, that there are bad people out there. The clip I played yesterday that I will play again on Thursday, as I have someone come in and talk about sex trafficking. Here's the deal. There are bad people in the world. There are evil people in the world. There are people who will do anything for money. There are people who will do anything for drugs. There are people who will do anything just because of the fact they get off on it. Hurt somebody? How many of these Antifa people run around and you see them attack somebody and it's like, woo! It's adrenaline. It's crack to them. Only you and I can make this better by getting the truth out and taking these people down. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, whatever you would like to talk about, either through 884-9910 or Monica at 991fmtalk.com. I love your emails. Thank you, Heiko. I appreciate that. We'll be back in just a moment. Ooh, getting in the spirit. Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
FM Talk. Radio. 99.1. KKFT.
Your best value in sight is here for you to see. From frames to lenses to eye exams, you're covered A to Z. Davis Optical, your best value in sight.
Davis Optical has it all. Thousands of frames by the best-known designers in the world, contact lenses, and independent doctors of optometry and ophthalmology.
Hi, I'm Max Roberts. As a new resident to Reno and needing a pair of glasses, I wasn't sure where to go. I had heard an ad for Davis Optical on the radio and decided to give them a try. I was met there by Wayne Davis, and I was completely impressed by his friendliness and professionalism. I had my eye exam and received my glasses all in the same day. Their selection of eyewear was amazing. I'm now wearing the best-looking pair of glasses I've ever owned.
Davis Optical, next to Trader Joe's in the Smithridge Plaza across from Meadowood Mall.
Davis Optical, your best value in sight.
Warm the cold, cool the heat, your HVAC. Easy to reach, got no hidden fees. Honesty delivered now, our price is fair, our work is wow.
Hi, I'm Jason Cummins, Call All Hours Air, your heating, air conditioning, and now plumbing specialist.
Hi, I'm Heather Cummins. Right now, save $55 off a heating or plumbing repair. Just mention code 55 when you call 376-9903.
In addition to taking care of your heating needs, we now offer full-service plumbing, including installation of tankless water heaters.
Heating, air conditioning, and now plumbing specialist. License 77009.
We're All Hours Air.
Call 376-9903. That's
376-9903.
Now's the time to prevent pesky weeds from popping up next spring. Let your local CAD pest control professional get you ready with a free evaluation and estimate. Prepare now for springtime with special pre-emergent control. CAD weed control is safe on trees, shrubs, and around the kids. Keep your yard looking great year-round and stop pests from infesting trees and shrubs with CAD systemic fertilization. Don't put it off. Call CAD Pest Control at 881-2200 or find them at cadpestcontrol.com.
FM Talk Weather. Autumn Funerals and Cremations reminds you all cremation and funeral providers are not the same. Owners John and Debbie will guide you. See the autumn difference at 1575 Lava Lane in Carson or call 888-6800 today. Cloudy skies, low 40-degree weather today, tomorrow, and the rest of the week. Best chance for more snow tomorrow and then again on Friday and Saturday. Tonight at 8, Sebastian Gorka, 99.1 FM Talk.
When the weather hits, hit this button first. FM 99.1, first.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go.
Take a look in the 5 and 10.
Glistening once again.
Can't really see anything right now. Fog has us socked in a little bit. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local FM News Talk for all of Northern Nevada. How are you doing where you're at today? You want to call in 884-9910. Give us a little weather report. I know I'm looking out the window and can't see other side of the road. I hate this. And it's not because of all the horror movies, but just personal experiences. I hate fog. Give me wind, give me rain, give me torrential rain, blizzard conditions, snow, ice, whatever. I cannot stand the fog. People get creepy in the fog, and they all of their driving skills just leave their mind. You can't see what's in front of you. At least when it's snowing, you can still somewhat see where the road is going. Hate fog. Hate it, hate it, hate it. I got stuck in it on I-5 one time, and my mother and I both were just freaking out. It's like, you know what? That's it. Get off the road. Just get off the road. Find some place to have some cocoa or coffee and just get off the road. What do I want for Christmas? I want, or I would like to have, let's get out of that want attitude. And want. No, I would like to have, I would like to enjoy a Republican lead over Democrats when it comes to registration. Wouldn't that be nice? Nevada is reporting slight gain in registered voters for November. Okay. Almost 9,000, actually. But the Democrats still lead when it comes to getting people to register to vote. That makes me nervous, especially with Las Vegas. People are, they're unscrupulous. Democrats, about 38% of the electorate, 33% for the GOP. So that means that 22% of the voters out there are unaffiliated. They've either gotten so sick of either party that they just do the independent thing, or green, or what else. But there you have it. And I don't understand. I really don't. You have one party that is all about government, big government. I know I'll get in trouble for this. Slavery. Enslaving us all. Taking our money. Spending it at their will. Telling everybody there's no hope. The world's going to end in 10 years. I guess we're down to 8 now. This has been going on. Or would you rather be part of the party that is less government, be strong, be independent, be a free thinker, think about other people, think about the environment, and do what you can, but also be realistic? I think I have my choice. What can I say? It's the Monica J Show, 884-9910.
I'm Trish Regan, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are tanking in afternoon trading after the president suggested a trade deal with China may not get done anytime soon.
In some ways, I like the idea of waiting till after the election for the China deal. But they want to make a deal now, and we'll see whether or not the deal's going to be right. It's got to be right.
The president speaking with reporters in London at the NATO summit. The president later saying that the market's drop today is peanuts and won't force him to make a bad China trade deal. And a merger in the steel industry. Mining company Cleveland Cliffs will be buying AK Steel in an over $1 billion stock deal that adds steel products to one of the largest producers of iron ore pellets. And Cyber Monday is over, and today is Giving Tuesday, a single day specifically focused on charity. Since its start, Giving Tuesday's efforts have raised more than $1 billion online in the U.S. alone. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Three Barsky, invested in you.
KKFT Gardnerville, Reno Sparks, and KKFT FM 1 Stateline Tahoe. 99.1 FM Talk. Fox News starts now.